Cambridge Radio
with Alex Elbro.
It's just 11:30 and it's time to talk to my guests, Jamie Crawford, a trustee from Convoy for Ukraine, and Andrew Noyes from the Syriac's Cayley Band. Good morning to you both.
Hi, morning.
I am talking to both on too. Good morning. Now, you have, between you, you've sorted out a big fundraiser for Convoy for Ukraine. So it's a Cayley for Ukraine on Saturday the 15th of February. At Storiesville. But before we talk about the actual Cayley itself, do you want to give us a bit of background of Convoy for Ukraine? And then, Andrew, if you give us a background of the Syriac's band as well.
Sure, Alex. Shall I start with
that'd
background
be great.
Convoy for Ukraine?
Yes, please.
Okay, well, this started up with a group of friends getting together over a year ago now. And we wanted to do something practical to help the people of Ukraine in the current situation. And one of our group, Tom, the founder, he'd been out with an Irish group on a convoy to deliver pickup trucks and humanitarian aid to partners in Ukraine. And we decided to replicate that here in Cambridge. So we fundraised to purchase 4x4s mostly, and humanitarian aid, and we drive the trucks across Europe and deliver them to our partners in Ukraine working on the ground, and we leave the trucks there because that's one of the most valuable things for them in order to carry out sort of rescue missions and get aid to people in the conflict areas.
And
we fly back.
Yeah, so that must take quite a lot of money for a truck. I'm guessing that's not cheap, but a really tangible way that you can help people practically.
Yeah, so we do. There are certain we buy secondhand trucks at sort of pretty reasonable prices. So we're looking about on average, about £2,000 for a truck that would be 15 to 20 years old. But we get them sort of serviced and checked over before we take them over there, and they're very happy with the trucks that we deliver to them.
And you said, is there a new convoy coming out soon? Is that the kind of the idea of this fundraiser, is to raise money for the next trip?
Absolutely, yeah. We've got a together with the Irish group that we work with, we're now on convoy number 8, and we're taking 13 vehicles, pickups, out to Ukraine on the 3rd of March. We'll spend about 4 days sort of driving across Europe to get there.
Wonderful, brilliant. Now, Andrew, tell me all about the Syriac's band and how you've got involved.
Well, like James and like Tom, we wanted to do something practical to help. It's all very well listening to Radio 4 or watching the newspaper, but you don't actually do very much. I mean, so Dee, my wife, and I have been supporting a Ukrainian family we've got to know, fun enough, through the music and through the band, and want to sort of do practical, useful things. So when I became involved with Convoy for Ukraine, I thought, well, maybe we can put together some sort of Cayley event. So this is why we're on the radio now, to promote what we're doing on the Saturday the 15th of February.
Is this the first one you've done for the charity?
For this charity, yes. But I have done one. We did one, Syriac did one a couple of years ago, that Dr. Sally Church organised, funnily enough, at Eddington. So this is the second one we've done.
It's a great venue, isn't it, for a Cayley, because it's a great big hall.
Huge. It's perfect.
Yeah, but you need. I always think with the Cayley, you always need more room than you think for everybody to, especially those that aren't very well known how to do it. I was going to say aren't very good. That's not really fair, because we all give it a good go. But
big space is essential. We played a wedding in May last year and didn't know what the venue was. It was a Victorian school, which is about 15 feet across with 125 people in it. It was a bit of a scrum, but tremendous fun. Whereas Eddington is a big, big room. It's a lovely space, especially designed for music. So, so it's Saturday evening, the 15th of February, 7:30 until 10. We've got 100 tickets to sell, so hence us going on the radio now to try and promote it.
And it's family friendly, isn't it? So anyone of any age can get involved and come along, can't they?
Most definitely, yeah, definitely, yes.
And you don't need to have an experience either, do you? Please say that. You know, I don't like the way you're laughing there, because I feel like the callers are key to these things. So if anyone that isn't maybe sure, so can you explain the sort of music you play at Caylee and how it works with a caller?
Yeah, so it's dance music, and there are certain steps that one has to do for certain dances. So we get a number of people on the floor. Dee, who's my wife, is my caller, is actually sitting across the room here. She then very slowly takes the people through what the steps are, and we rehearse it two or three times. And then we play a bit of music for it just so they can hear what it is, and then we play the whole thing. So a dance usually takes about 15 minutes from start to finish, the time it's been explained. And we, if there's children involved, we make keep the dances quite simple.
I'd say it's probably the opposite, actually. I'm sure the children get on a lot faster than some of the adults. having taken part in a few of these and seen them, they're always great fun. In fact, I was at one last Friday for I went to a singing retreat up in Northumbria, and they called it a Northumbrian Caylee, and they said the only difference was, and whether they've just made this up, was that they had somebody would come stand up and sing, you know, a couple of folk songs in the middle of it. But I thought that was a perfect excuse for everyone just to have a break after two songs and catch a breath.
Alex, you're clearly an expert now, so I very much hope to see you.
Well, I have to see. Yeah.
please do come.
So where can people get tickets is probably the most important thing.
Well, we have on the advert, which we've been pushing out endlessly, there's a QR code on that. But if people want my telephone number or my mobile number, it's 07768 473 434. So that's 07768 473 434.
Is there any way that people can get that going to a website or anything? Because if they haven't got a pen on them and a QR code, if they need to be able to see it, but if there's a website, they can get the QR code. Or
you go to Eventbrite or the ticket people that will be. Yeah.
Can I just?
Yes.
Could I just interrupt? I have put a link on the Convoy for Ukraine website, sort of near the top of our homepage, to publicise the event. There's a link to the Eventbrite event.
Yeah. So it's
Convoy for Ukraine.
Yes, and the four is the number four, isn't it? So that's the only bit that might throw people if they look. But a great event for the bank holiday, for the beginning of the half-term weekend, and also Valentine's Day on the day before.
So if you have nothing else organised for the Friday evening, combine it with a big hoo-ha dance on a Saturday night.
And there's the bar open, isn't there, as well, and Ukrainian snacks, I believe?
Yes, that's it, yeah. And the Ukrainians, certainly. And the Ukrainians are going to do some singing as well.
Oh, well, lovely.
In the break, so that should be good fun. So it should be a good evening.
Well, thank you very much to both of you. That is absolutely brilliant. And I'd love to know how you get on with the Caylee and also with your latest convoy. Do keep in touch.
We will do.
Cambridge Radio.